Now, I can't speak for George Clooney, but here's another story sure to make some folks squirm. It's a little-known fact that America's biggest trading partner is Canada. The Canucks export oil, water, lumber, and natural gas to the U.S., but here's another export you might not know about. Worms. $20 million worth of worms cross the border each year, and lately the price of those Canadian wrigglers has jumped dramatically. The World's Andrea Crossan did some digging, sorry, couldn't resist, to find out why.
At the back of Fishing Fanatics Bait and Tackle in Everett, Massachusetts, behind the counter, inside an upright refrigerator. That's where owner Pete Santini keeps some of his most valuable merchandise.
You're looking at the Canadian Nightcrawler, number one bait for freshwater in the United States.
The Canadian Nightcrawler, the gold standard of fishing worm.
Fish like to eat it. They're very tasty. It's like ordering a pizza if you're a fish. They love it.
Nightcrawlers are earthworms. They're also called angleworms because of how popular they are as bait. Santini sells about 4,000 of these wrigglers every week from his store during fishing season. This year, the price he's paying for them has gone up nearly 30%. But that's still a deal compared to the jump across the industry.
Prices are up about 80% this year. At one point, it was almost double. Right now, it's about 80% up from last year at this time.
That's Alice Halpert. She's vice president of National Bait Incorporated in Mississauga, Ontario, one of Canada's largest worm suppliers.
April, May, even early June is when we produce most of our worms. And this year, that just didn't happen.
Halpert says that the long winter and dry spring led to fewer worms to farm. The poor picking conditions were the worst her company has seen in over 25 years. And the lack of rain wasn't the only problem. Halpert says that worm picking, as it's called, is a tough job.
The worms only come out as soon as it's completely dark. So you start picking the worms at about 10 o'clock. And right now, I guess you would pick them till about maybe 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. You have cans either on your waist or on your legs. In one can, there's sawdust. What you do is you dip your fingers into the sawdust. It's to prevent the worms from slipping through your fingers when you pick them because they're very slippery. And in the other can is where you put your worms. Now, when you have a full can, usually it's about 400, the worms are dumped into a mesh bag.
Halpert says her company normally hires workers from Indonesia, Thailand, and Cambodia to pick worms from April to November. But this year, the Canadian government overhauled its temporary foreign worker program. Companies are now required to make a bigger effort to recruit and train Canadian workers. They have to show how many Canadians applied for a particular job, how many Canadians they interviewed, and an explanation as to why they didn't hire a Canadian. Alice Halpert's company failed to meet all the requirements in time for the start of the worm-picking season. So it's led to a shortage of worms getting into those cans and the price hike. Back at Fishing Fanatics, Pete Santini hasn't passed that hike along to his customers.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hit, but I didn't raise the price for my customers because I can't do that. I kept it the same.
So really, you're the one who's taking the hit?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's just the way it is.
And he says if you own a bait shop, you have to have night crawlers.
I can just tell, you can see how active and how lively they are. See how he wiggles? Look at him. That's a great bait. What kind of fish could resist that in the water?
Yeah, it's really wiggling a lot. Yeah.
It's like, a nice piece of linguine.
For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Everett, Massachusetts.
If you want to see Pete Santini's worms, and who wouldn't, lots of photos at PRI.org.